You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca.
Matt, it's impressive. It's so great you're going to do this. But what exactly is the 7 Sendra 7.7 Ultra Endurance Race?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for having me, Jason, and helping me create awareness for this amazing cause and helping sick kids in Alberta. The 7 and 7 is simply this. It's an idea I had while sleeping on the couch one day to run from Jasper to Canmore in 7 days. I took the total distance and I divided it by the length of a marathon and realized that if I could do this, I'll be running 7 marathons in 7 consecutive days, all to raise money for an amazing organization.
Absolutely amazing. And were you sober when you thought of this idea, or is it something that, you know, just came out of nowhere? Are you having a bad day when you thought it up?
It's a funny question, because about 15 years ago, I probably wouldn't have been sober, but my fitness journey has taken me to this point. Yeah. So it's a funny thing that, you know, out of the lifestyle I used to live, which was, you know, partying and working hard, yeah, I'm now at a stage in my life where I want to try to do something with the fitness that I've gained over the last several years and just do something amazing for these kids and maybe inspire some folks along the way.
Now, Matt, you're a business transformation specialist and human and business transformation specialist. And I was looking at your Instagram account. We can check it out at Divine Transformation on Instagram. And it's amazing to see what you've done and how you've kind of, you know, changed things up in your body. So what was there a catalyst to get you to kind of embark on a different path of health and wellness?
Yeah, like I was never, I don't want to create the wrong scenario here. I just worked really hard, and in that lifestyle, I also had a lot of friends, and we entertained ourselves quite a bit in the evening, and it just got to the point one day where I was in at the doctor's, and, you know, she looked at me square in the eye and said, "You have a very high likelihood of having a heart attack within the next 5 to 10 years. And I slowly started to get interested in fitness. I met some amazing people who motivated me along the way. And I started to really live a healthier, fitter lifestyle. Coupled with that, my education and my profession, I started to understand the alignment between what the human being is possible of and how it can actually impact organizations and overall life of the people that are impacted by this transformation.
So what's the training been like for to run 7 marathons essentially in 7 days?
Well, that's crazy. You know, I started off...
That's the crazy part? I think there's some other things that are pretty out there, but if you think that's it, I'll go with it.
Yeah, it's been a crazy schedule of training. I started about 4 months ago, and to be honest, I started a little bit blind. I've met some great people who influenced my training plan, and since then, it's just been a massive amount of kilometers. And it's really about stressing the body to try to emulate what it's going to be like running 1 marathon, stopping, getting up the next day and running a 2nd marathon. And that's what makes this challenging. It's not a continuous run.
Right.
It's a full marathon every day. And whether it's raining or sunny or cold or windy, I have to get up the next morning at around 7:30 and run another marathon. So it's starting the body out from a cold start, right, and getting moving. So that's what's going to be so challenging about this.
We've got Matt Devine on the line here on the Jason Greger Show. I'm Jason Strudwick, and he's talking about running the inaugural 7 and 7 Ultra Endurance Charity Run to raise money for the Rainbow Society of Alberta. It's amazing to think about what you're going to plan to run the 300 kilometers through the Rockies starting June 21st to June 28th. What kind of foot care are we looking at here to make sure the dogs aren't barking too loud by day 7?
Well, I think I've spent about a couple of $1,000 on running shoes. I go through quite a few pairs. I do have a very high quality running shoe, but I've lost about 4 toenails so far, and I expect to lose more along the way. And it's just a matter of conditioning the feet to take the pain. And funny enough, losing the toenails aren't so bad. It's just it's not a very pretty sight to see at the end of the day.
Yeah, your days as a sandal model are probably kiss those things goodbye, huh?
I'm going to have to use my hands going forward. I'm a hand model career now.
Exactly. You always got that to fall back on. Now, you know, what type of support are you going to have doing this? I'm guessing there's going to be a need for some help. Like, not the running. Are people running with you? And then also, like, physical support. I guess you're going to need more than just a beer after every day.
Yeah, I really do have an amazing team of people, both, you know, locally here. I have a trainer, Leanna Carrier. I have physiotherapists. But with me on that week, I'm going to have some very important people that are just as dedicated and working just as hard as I am. Nicole, she's the event coordinator. She's been taking care of everything behind the scenes. Steph, who is going to be our social media person, who was going to run with us but injured herself, she's going to assist Nicole in making sure all my needs are taken care of. And a fellow named Adam from Elite GP, he's going to be on site providing care for me every day. So it's just an amazing experience, the way the community's come around me and have supported me. And I honestly don't think I could do this without any of these people. Like, these people are so important to me on this journey. At first, I thought I could go out and just run this thing solo and I could prepare myself. But I've learned along the way, it's just, I'm honestly a little scared, and I think without these people, I wouldn't be able to do this.
Well, it's really impressive what you're doing here, Matt. Now, where can people support you with, putting some funds into this cause?
Well, thank you for asking that very important question. So you've already mentioned @DivineTransformation. That's the Instagram handle. If they go there, they'll find a link that will drive you to the donation page. You can also mail in our event email, which is 7and7ultra@gmail.com. And if you want, you can also go to the Rainbow Society's webpage directly and look for the 7and7ultra run, and you'll be able to donate that way as well.
So good. A lot of texts coming in here. People are inspired. Had a mini stroke a year ago. Same kind of thing. Doctor just told me I need to change my life, or I'll have a heart attack or stroke in 5 to 2 years. I'm 41 now, and I'm totally different. Way to go, man. Crush it. From Pennies.
Are you going to come and join us?
The running, you know what? I actually, no, I can, I know, I used to love to run, and my knees get pretty sore. So I know that's probably pretty lame, and I used to love to run. I honestly did, and now I'm trying to do it. I take my little dog out, and she's getting faster, and I'm getting slower. So, but I am impressed. It is, and now, just like a weird question, but has anyone else attempted this type of thing through the Rockies?
You know, I better not say they have or they haven't. I know they used to have this, a relay race from Banff to Jasper.
Okay.
I'm not sure if anybody's done this solo the way I'm trying it. I know there's a lot of other people out there that have run just as long, but what makes this kind of unique is my story and my age and, just where I'm at in life and finding the purpose to help the society. So I hope there's some uniqueness in this whole story that people get inspired by.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I'm inspired. Well, I wish you, strong feet or healthy feet and good weather. And go out there and tear this thing apart starting on the 21st.
All right. I really appreciate your help in creating awareness. And I look forward to everybody following the journey.